Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. On Tuesday, House Republicans delivered articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Madam President and members of the Senate, I announce the presence of managers on the part of the House of Representatives to conduct proceedings on behalf of the House concerning the impeachment of Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security.
The House impeachment managers, led by South Carolina Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, were led into the Senate chamber with all due solemnity. But Democrats who control the Senate say, despite GOP calls for a full trial, the impeachment will never see the light of day. The mostly political persecution of Mayorkas is based on GOP allegations his stewardship of the southern border has allowed criminals into the country. Also on Capitol Hill, what was supposed to be a smooth ride for a two-year extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as FISA, has run into a rough patch over a last-minute amendment, throwing legislators into turmoil, especially a provision allowing expanded electronic searches without a warrant. It sparked an unlikely alliance of House conservatives and liberal lawmakers demanding a FISA reauthorization that requires a warrant from the secret FISA court. The amendment was defeated 212-212. The dispute sent Green to the microphones to denounce the Republican House Speaker, who she says has betrayed conservatives.
And even more than that, he fully funded Joe Biden's illegal invasion by fully funding the open border policies that the Biden administration has implemented. Now he has passed through FISA and he stopped the warrant requirement with his own vote, the deciding vote.
Both New York Democrat Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez and Taylor Greene voted on the same side. Meanwhile, Speaker Mike Johnson has many other differences with Greene. On Tuesday, he fired back.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
The policy director of the civil liberties think tank Demand Progress is Sean Vitka. He says the Senate is having second thoughts.
What happened last Friday in the House really changes the debate right now. We've shifted aggressively toward, unfortunately, some in Congress trying to force through or sneak through a dramatic expansion. And
Vitka adds the amendment would empower law enforcement to gain access to private communication hubs.
What that directive would do is order these companies who have no business being in the middle of the FISA surveillance efforts and say, you are required to allow us to help us gain access to the communications networks to which you have access. That is a far, far reaching issue that really creates a back door into every office building in the country, for instance.
According to Vitka, if passed, the law would entangle everyday people with espionage and terrorism investigations.
If one of the people receiving this even wanted to challenge it, even wanted to get court review, they would be thrown into a secret proceeding with the FISA court. They'd have to spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on lawyers.
Under federal law, any litigation involving FISA is usually classified. Rarely do opinions or evidence involving the super secret FISA court see the light of day. 4 months ago, stumbling answers by the presidents of Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania to allegations of campus anti-Semitism led to their resignations. Besides Columbia's president, Nemat Shafik, the chancellor of New York City schools, David Banks, will also testify. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
You should not have to take off your yarmulke to walk the streets. You should not have your synagogues desecrated, your churches desecrated. You should not be attacked because you are Sikh and wear a turban. We need to send the right message. Hate has no place here. And that's what the chancellor, I think, is going to testify and share with Washington, D.C.
At Columbia, two students were suspended for organizing pro-ceasefire protests on campus. And in more local news, at a news conference on Monday, public advocate Jumaane Williams questioned the mayor's commitment to social justice, especially police killings of people of color.
He's experienced what we're experiencing here, except now he's the person in charge allowing these things to happen. What was the point of electing the second black mayor of the city of New York if a case like this goes with no accountability?
Adams replied today, the public advocate and the mayor have different jobs.
I respect the role of a Jumaane Williams and others. I respect the role of those who keep pushing government to make sure government is doing the right thing because I push government. But right now I'm the mayor of the city and I have an obligation and responsibility to use the skills I've learned as a pusher to get stuff done in our police departments.
Paul DiRienzo, New York.